Hi, my name is Pirate, and I'm a bookaholic.
Hi, Pirate. All right, this is the CA Reading Society podcast. This is the third episode of Mayhem May.
And Pirate is back.
And Pirate is back, even though we missed her so much, we cried tears. You guys can't see it, but
it's pretty impressive.
We're crying tears of joy right now.
Like, there actually. Were puddles on the floor when I walked in. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, the Batcave flooded. All right, so I think I said I'm Zio. If not, then I'm Zio.
Hi, Zio.
I didn't even say anything.
Too bad.
Okay, I'm Silence.
Hi, Silence.
What are you doing? It was supposed to be Silent.
Pirate has...
You said Silent, hello.
Pirate joined a new club, and so we're trying it out for her.
Silent support, guys. And our last member is...
I'm Meg.
Hi, Meg.
I'm not doing it.
And now we're talking about...
Teen Book Festival.
Teen Woo! Book Festival. And this is... So last time we talked about Teen Book Festival, we talked about, the authors, and looking forward to them and the books and everything.
We
and
had now... to pronounce their last name.
Yes, that was a fun experience.
That was very fun.
Did you guys tell them about our podcast?
We did not. We should have, though.
No, but no one came up and asked us if we were Silence and Pirate, and
I
was a little offended.
I think we established from the lack of comments that
nobody listens to our podcast. Nobody loves us.
Prove to us that you are listening.
Like, how fun would it be just be, like, working with Jay Asher, and someone comes up and goes, "Are you Silence?" And you just, be like,
"No.
Yes, I am.
Do you want an autograph?"
And just freak out everyone.
That would be so cool. All right, maybe we'll all be celebrities by this time next year.
Ooh,
that is the goal, to be celebrities.
Tell you what, I'll publish my book, and then in the dedication, I'll write also dedicated to the other members of the CA Reading Society, because they're awesome. P.S. Listen to our podcast, or I will hunt you down with a pogo stick.
That's a little long.
All right. Anyway, so last time we talked about, looking forward to TBF and
that was
all
two times
that
ago.
Blah, blah stuff.
Two times ago.
I mean, I know it's hard with me not here,
she was
but
just
it does
referencing
count.
That we talked about it previously.
Thank you.
It was all the right. last time we
so
had
now,
talked
so
about
So now that
it.
we have weathered veterans of the TBF coming back Yay. And talking about their times and experiences.
We were that the first podcast, too.
Now you're really weathered.
Should have brought my raincoat.
I forgot my umbrella.
Just talk about TBF.
All right, fine then. We will.
Pirate, would you like to start?
I suppose I shall. So on Friday, the day before TBF, Silence and I were actually invited to attend the author dinner because we won the readathon fundraiser. Because we're awesome.
I think I killed Zio, guys. I'm really sorry.
Uh-oh.
I feel kind of bad.
I'm breathing.
Okay, keep breathing. You're good. No need to call the ambulances.
Okay, so Zio and I, or not Zio and I, Zio,
Pirate.
Stop it, you're bothering me. Pirate and I went to this author dinner, and we got to pretty much walk in a room filled with authors, and it freaked us out, and we were all, like, antisocial, going, okay, let's sit down. And then we're like, okay, let's huddle over to the lemonade.
We ended up sitting with two other teens who also won a different fundraiser. And they were pretty cool. We were awkward buddies.
We were an awkward group.
It was really fun. We also sat with our teen librarian, Kelly Blue, who's awesome. And
met her
husband, who is apparently a 10th grader.
She married.
Yes. He yes. said it, not us.
It was a long conversation, guys.
Okay.
And then we sat with the two authors that we were actually volunteering for, which is Jay Asher and
Gina D'Amico, who's awesome.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I told Laurie Hulse Anderson to move so I could get lemonade.
She did, can you believe her? She actually, like, talked to Laurie Hulse Anderson?
Wait. Laurie Hulse Anderson had to move so your mortal self could get lemonade.
Yes, it was pink lemonade. Excuse me. And she didn't move, so I tapped her on the shoulder. I was like, excuse me.
Wait, you touched Laurie Hulse Anderson.
I know.
Have you washed your hands since then?
Nope.
Well,
she hasn't.
I didn't know who it was. I was like, lemonade, and we went and sat down, and Pirate goes, do you know who you just said, excuse me, to? And I look back, and I'm like, it's Laurie Hulse Anderson, guys. I just touched Laurie Hulse Anderson.
You should have been groveling at her feet, begging her to please, please move so your mortal self could taste the sweet nectar of lemonade that she was near.
But anyway, that was lots of fun.
We like Laurie Hulse Anderson.
And Jay Asher tried to creep out Silence by staring at her creepily when she mentioned
her brothers. I didn't even notice he was staring at me, and he was just like, come on. I'm like, what?
He also does a really good seaweed impression. You should look for it on his blog, which I don't know what it's called.
He also tweeted something.
Did he?
You can eat Santa because he's not real or something like that.
Something like that. Spoiler alert. Guys, come on.
You can take your hot sauce to my factory.
You can move your hot sauce factory here.
there was some interesting tweets going on.
Oh, yeah.
So check out hashtag TBF2014.
Yes.
For that. And so then to the actual event of TBF.
Yay. And we were both volunteers, so we showed up super early and got donuts, because we're cool.
Donuts and are good.
And Zio and I were unable to make it, so we have nothing to say during this part of the conversation.
Yeah, I know, honestly.
Wait, what
day was TBF?
The 17th, I think?
Saturday the 17th.
Yes.
Saturday the 17th.
That day.
From 8 to 5.
I'm trying to think of what I was doing at this point. I was at a Boy Scout camp.
She's no mom.
Enjoying the warmth of an actual building while the adults who were there had to shiver out in the cold.
We got ice cream.
Yeah, we did.
And
ice
I was
cream
working.
Was delicious. It was cold, but it was definitely worth it because it was ice cream. So.
Yeah.
Cold out, not cold ice cream. I mean, the ice cream was cold, but it was also cold outside. But yeah. Ice cream's a tradition. We have to have ice cream. It's very important.
It's our tradition. It takes a really long time because of the line's huge. But anyway, back on. So
yeah, there were food trucks, by the way. They had a mac and cheese food truck, but it was ridiculously expensive. Can you believe it? $7 for a thing of mac and cheese, really?
It was 12 for some.
It was 11. 7 11. To 11. All right, fine. Continue with the
anyway, so my first thing with Jay Asher, the first session, it breaks out into four. We broke fire code, and these scary security people were, like, kicking over 30 people out, and they were, like, glaring at us. Yeah, they kicked out the volunteers, which you're not supposed to do. I got to stay in, and I had to talk into over, like, 200 people and the scary security people who kept kicking people out. Because these people didn't just, like, leave and go to a different session. No, they stood out in the hallway and looked really ticked off at anybody and everyone.
Wait, so these were people who were in line to get the author's signature?
No.
This was for the presentation, because the authors give presentations, and then afterwards there's an autograph signing session.
Yeah. Okay. And it was really bad, and I had to talk in front of, like, 200 people, and that was not fun. And then we had to hide him behind the curtains, because people kept coming for pictures and signatures when they're not supposed to. And I had people be like, hey, volunteer girl, take a picture of me with Jay Asher. And I'm like,
the audacity.
I have a name tag. But no one respects the name tag.
Respect the name.
So that was my very first session with Jay Asher. He gave a great presentation, though. I really loved it.
He's really funny. I went to see his last one, I think it was. It was hilarious.
It was funny both times I watched it. And then we both had lunch. I don't know. How did your first one with Gina D'Amico go?
It was interesting. She talked about, like, how she became a writer. She also read us the first thing she ever wrote, which is called Poor Rabbit. It was very impressive, very deep, very emotional.
Oh,
I cried over Poor Rabbit. It was written when she was 5 years old. It was fabulous. Great work of literature right there.
I liked it. I saw the third session.
It's a very emotionally deep 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I don't remember the whole story, or I would try and...
It was something about these two bunnies running, and one bunny got hurt, and then
he got shot.
And he died.
And then the other rabbit said, bye, friend.
Bye, friend. Ava.
So a 5-year-old killed off a bunny in her very first story.
Yes, poor rabbit.
Wait, what is she written again? What are her other...
Croak,
it's really good.
And Roe. They're really, really good, and they're very dark.
They're about Grim Reapers.
They're figures.
Yes, Theo? Okay, since your hand is raised patiently.
I had two questions, and I couldn't remember one.
Okay,
so you know how one of the English teachers in our school has a list of ways to get good grades, and one of them is, you know, like, you kill somebody, and you get an 85, and you kill two people, and you get, like, a 90.
What? I don't know that one.
You've never seen this? Oh, my gosh. Okay. He's turning 50 today, in case you didn't hear the announcements over
I never had him as a teacher.
You never
had? He's my study hall teacher this period, and I'm skipping his class right now, because there are balloons in his room, and I don't like balloons.
We're not
so
skipping the class.
Technically, I'm skipping
it. It's a study hall.
To go you really shouldn't say that on a recorded device.
You can't
device.
Skip a study hall. It's not
Mr. Bateman
possible.
Did not hear that.
All right, so that was lots of fun. Oh, before these sessions broke out, there was, like, this whole author panel where they told us a truth or a talent, and it was super interesting because there was, like, a rendition of Cups from Pitch Perfect. There was someone swearing in Danish.
Yeah, Laurie House Anderson can swear in Danish. It's pretty impressive.
She just went up, like, 6 pegs in my book. That was, like, amazing.
Jay Asher danced like seaweed, and then he sang Come and Get It.
He has a great seaweed impression.
Yeah.
It's really impressive. And Gina D'Amico can recite all the presidents in under 20 seconds, I believe.
And she danced a little bit, too.
She did. It was impressive.
Yes, you? Okay, I remember my first question.
Oh, hurry up.
Okay, when you are a famous author, do you still have the first thing that you ever wrote so we can show people?
Do I?
Yes.
The first thing I ever wrote. Oh, what was the first thing I ever wrote? I honestly don't know what the first thing I ever wrote was. I think it was some Thanksgiving book that I was giving to my parents, and I ripped it up because I was really mad. And it was really bad, so I threw it away. I do still have the first draft of my book, though.
The pains of being an author. The 62-page,
really, really bad book that's like...
It was
partly falling apart.
You will put it in a frame.
We will.
One day and be like, ha!
It's going to be a really big frame. It's 67 pieces of paper or 62 yeah. pieces of paper or whatever.
They have those.
But it's illustrated, too.
It's not really. The first, like, 3 pages are illustrated, and then I got bored, so I just wrote on half a piece of paper and then flipped the piece of paper.
Do-do-do. Back to TVN.
Oh, fine, then.
That was awful. Sorry, guys.
That was
I'm really silent. Not super singy. Anyway, So after the sessions and the whole truth or talent, there was the signing. Oh my gosh, there was a signing. A lot of signing. A lot.
Apparently Jay Asher signed somebody's glasses.
And somebody's face.
What?
And somebody's shirt. And bags. And books. And post-it notes. And arms. And legs. And took pictures with a lot of people. Lost selfies.
Yep.
And went through 2 hallways and stayed for... 2 hallway length for at least an hour and a half, and then was like 1 hallway length for the last half hour, and finally got down to a little bit with like the last 2 minutes of TVF being open.
It's pretty ridiculous. Gina D'Amico's line was really short because nobody loves her. They should, because she's awesome, but yeah.
She left before I could get my book signed, so.
It's pretty sad. I got it signed, though, and she signed all 3 of my books because I bought all 3 of her books. At TBF, and I got them signed, and it's really cool.
See, the problem was Jay Asher and Laurie Hall Sanderson were both in the same hallway.
Oh, that was a bad decision.
And they put them at opposite ends. So Laurie Hall Sanderson people had to come all the way down by Jay Asher and farther to get to the end of her line, when Jay Asher people had to go all the way by her farther down to get to the end of his line. So they're going in opposite directions. So then you had people cutting through the gym there to cut in through these lines and stuff, and we're like, no, other way. And they're like, no, that's a really long walk. And we're like, yeah, well,
too bad.
Go! And then you had to be like, no, if you're skipping in line for Jay Asher, head back. If you're going for Laurie Hall Sanderson, that way. And then people just looked at you really weirdly because you're standing on these steps holding a Sharpie and post-it notes, and you're like, hey, what's your name? You want to spell it for me? And
very fun and exciting. I got to hold a sign with Gina D'Amico's name on it, and I got to move it. It was very fun. Very exciting. Yeah.
So you guys had an awesome time.
We got yelled at a lot. My group got yelled at so much. But they seemed to have a lot of fun, so I liked it. I'll do it again next year. You?
Yeah, probably.
And Zio will?
Maybe.
You will.
Depends on Boy Scouts.
And for me, it depends if I'm back from college yet.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Why do I keep forgetting that all these people I know are graduating?
Because we don't want them to go away. We're just in denial right now. They're not allowed to leave, so we're just pretending they're not going anywhere.
That's very
comforting to me. Guess what? Zio. Guess what?
What?
I did, like, you buy the 6 tickets for $5, and I won all 6 tickets, so you get 2 books per ticket. So I won 12 books in the first 10 minutes I was there.
It's pretty impressive.
Oh, I was like,
and then she ended up buying 1 more book, and do you know what
that was? No, I ended up buying 2 more books.
Well, we're going to pretend she only bought 1 more book. It's really funny and symbolic. The 13th book that she bought was...
13 Reasons Why by Jay Asher.
Yeah.
It was the 13th book. It was also, he got rejected 12 times before the 13th time he got accepted to... actually published that book.
It was so when really the book
and we were in room 13 for his presentations.
So that was totally planned.
So when the book sets your house on fire, we know it's because all the 13s.
Yep.
Pretty much.
It's gonna come to life, and it's gonna be like Chucky, and it's gonna like
no, it's gonna be like the Monster Book of Monsters and try to eat your feet.
Yes. Yeah. Well, my copy of that book hasn't burned my house down yet, so.
Yes, but yours didn't have so many 13s.
That's true.
To it.
It's very true.
I swear, I'm not really that superstitious, guys. It's just.
Just kind of happens.
It just happens. All right. You know. I don't know. What's next, guys?
Well,
let's see. Donuts.
We don't have any donuts.
We should have donuts. Donuts are
you
important.
You were in charge of snacks. If you didn't bring them, then that's your fault.
No, it's not. So well, it was my turn to bring snacks this week.
Book-wise.
Bookaholic meeting. Book-wise.
What was I about to say? Do you think, I'm asking Pirate this because I can't remember, do you think most of the books at TBF this year were, like, apocalyptic or dystopian? Or
there were some really interesting...
Theme, I feel. There's a lot of girly books, I feel.
There were a lot of really girly authors.
I hate girly books.
I'm sorry. It's not anything personal. It's just...
They're so sappy and cheesy and bleh.
The romance.
Cough, cough, cliche.
Yes, not so many cliches.
Not all of them
I
are,
really
want to
read
so
a book that is just cliched, and this person knows it's cliched, but she can't stop the cliches from happening, and she's just stuck in, like, this whole cliched book.
What if I read a fanfiction like that once.
What if it's a book, and this girl is, like, a super heavy reader, right, and she's going through her life, and she starts to fall in love, and she's like, this is so many cliches, but it's happening in real life. Does that mean it's actually a cliche? I don't know, actually. I wouldn't that...
Sappy girl book turn into a fanfiction non-sappy? I don't really know.
What would you guys... What's your favorite cliche?
Fangirl. I think that sounds more like fangirl.
What's your favorite cliche, guys? If you had to pick a cliche that you don't mind that much, if it's well-written, what would it be?
Hate at first sight turns into love. If we're going with romance cliches.
Hate at first sight into love?
Yeah, does it have to be a romance cliche?
No.
Oh, that's too hard.
If you want it to be, yeah, we can stick with romance.
Just romance. Sure. Just romance.
Hero is an idiot, and then he grows up. Cliche.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'd probably do if there was actually a well-written bad boy instead of falling for the good guy for that cliche. If it's well-written, because a lot of times it's just like, you're just going to hurt yourself. Dude,
I'm just a bad
good guy. Come on.
I don't know. I don't know what my favorite
Matched.
Cliche is. Yes.
I thought we were doing romance. Are we changing?
No, it's all right. I don't know. Because there's so many. There's a
lot of really good cliches that are just, they're so old and so good that you, like, it doesn't matter if they're cliches.
Like,
they have to be there because,
like,
they're
I
just
love
who
this,
they
here's
are.
Another one. Like the Cinderella story cliche. I love
it's,
that. I
love
the
adorable.
Idea of you go and you dance the night away and then you have to leave and then he has to come search. I love that.
You know
idea.
What? You know what was done really well like that, though? Ella Enchanted, because they
yes.
knew each other.
Yes.
And they were friends, but then he didn't know it was her, and then I really liked how that worked, because it works a lot better if they know each other somehow, somewhere, and then they meet again, like, masked or whatever, they don't know who it is, and then
oh,
they
I
fall in
loved,
love that way. I love
I
that.
I love the masquerade falling in love, and then
that's
they
so cool.
take off the mask, and it's like, it's you?
Oh,
it's
you know
you?
Do you mean
and
really
then,
interesting? The hate turns into love.
Yes.
Mixed with that. It'd be
I've,
so cool.
I've read a good story
for
about
people
that
who
one,
don't
actually.
Like girly books, we really like girly cliches.
Yeah,
so, hey, people who are listening, if you're out there, tell us your favorite cliche.
Yeah, but pretend we didn't say any of this because we don't like girly books. Right, guys? We don't like girly books? No.
Okay,
no.
I have to admit, if it's well written, I don't mind a little cheese.
Oh, I found another, right, I thought of another cliche that, when written well, works. Actually, most books are like this. The bad circumstance turns into a fairly good ending. I've only read a couple books where the bad ending stays bad, and there's one
but
called...
They can be good.
Yeah,
those... Bad ending stays bad. I don't like those.
Mm-hmm. There's actually one book I read called, like, something from Hell, and it was really funny. They were on a spaceship, and the spaceship came to, like, literally came to life from solar radiation
That's
or something
great.
Like that.
Technology comes to life. I wonder what's going to happen.
No, but, like, it became organic.
Wally!
It became organic.
Yes, Wally.
So, it was really, really funny because the ending was stayed bad. It was really, really weird.
I kind of like the uncertain, it's probably bad, but it has a possibility to be good endings. Those ones are interesting.
Yes,
like Uglies, the end of, what's it called, Extras? Not Extras, specials. That was a really good ending, I thought, because it's it's left open.
I didn't.
Fun fact
it
about
it. It depends how open.
What kills me, all right, is when I'm reading something and there's two people and they're in love. And then it's like they fall in love and everything, and then one of them dies, right? And I don't care if there's a reason or not for it. I hate it when the love gets broken apart. Like, I just read this story yesterday where these two people were in love and they got married and they were only 17 years old and they knew they were going to die. And it didn't matter because they were in love. And then the guy has to sacrifice himself for his wife and his unborn child. And the child never gets to meet her daddy. I hate
that. Oh my god! Don't ever watch the movie Last Ounce of Courage. Then it's so sad. All
right.
Fun fact about the Ugly series for anyone who didn't know: the last book of Uglies is Pretty. The last word of Pretty is the last word of Pretty's is Special, and the last word of Special is Ugly.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's cool.
And guess what the last word of Extra is?
Cake.
Cake.
So if he writes another book, it has to be called Cakes, just because it does.
So Sorry, this podcast was very chaotic and mayhemmy because it's
I'm back.
Mayhem May. And so this is our last one, and stay tuned for next time.
For June. Which we for don't June. Know what we're doing yet.
Yeah, we don't know
yes,
what we're
we
doing.
Yes, we do.
For June.
We don't. No, we just can't tell you people because
That's
it's a surprise.
True. I don't
exactly.
know what we're doing.
Yeah, you didn't hear anything we just
so
said.
So it's basically
not the deal
yeah,
you're looking for.
So.
Okay. Point to me then. Fine.
It was a cue. It was a fancy
like
cue. Silently done because I am silence.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, so this is the end of our Mayhem A podcasts. I don't know. It's our next podcast are going to be in June.
So you definitely should right. go check out our website at careadingsociety.webs.com.
Come check that out. It's really super cool.
And it's, please, it's Theo's please, child. Please.
You know, if I actually, you know, updated my thing.
It's my baby. You have to come see it and look at it and see how pretty it is and acknowledge the fact that, yes, 3 of the bios aren't finished yet, but they're so pretty.
And please comment. One of us will actually comment back,
probably
me.
Because she's actually, like, you know, has
keep
motivation to do things. And the rest of us are just like, oh, look.
But hey, I want to know what your favorite cliche is.
I just want to know if somebody's listening. Somebody is out there, and we're not just talking
put
into a microphone.
Put cricket sounds.
Yes,
cricket.
Put cricket sounds. Cricket sounds will
can
work.
Anyone imitate a cricket? Because here's the time to pull out that skill.
No,
you'll
no.
never need to get
I'm not gonna
I can imitate silence.
Right. We gotta sign off. All right, so this is Zio saying adieu.
Megan signing off.
I'm silently leaving.
Adios from pirates.
Adios, amigos.
Bye.